Just have a couple of more minutes to go, but then I realize that we might have a couple of more minutes beyond that. So again, we'll try to go as quickly as we can. But again, we're always in the position of, you know, having invested. One second, let me get my head straight. The position of having invested and, you know, wanting to reap the benefits of the investment. But, you know, all good things have to come to an end. But at least on the parts that we specifically targeted, I do want to try to finish off what we're doing. So definitely try to get it through today. If not, again, a couple of minutes Thursday. But I think I gave you already Mar Makomos very briefly for the Chashud issues. There's a massive topic also. When you can trust people who aren't Shomer Mitzvos, that really should be coordinated also with when you trust non-Jews, but we're not going to be able to do that right now, maybe another time, but at least to touch on as it affects our local issue. And by the way, the Rajba and the Torah Sabayis about our sugya and command ma'ariv biyadayim dami is in the very end of hold on one second. I had it here a second ago. I'll give you the page number. If we don't get, I don't think we'll get to it today, but it's in the very end of Dalad Dalad by a review page. In the old books, it's on page 77 or Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, in addition to the Rajba Latar. Okay. So just, we've been discussing Demai and whether or not Demai, you know, is perceived as a safek alone and related to Iser Chashash, Iser Tevel, whether or not that's not just the foundation of Atakana Vadais, whether the Din of Rov Ami Aretz ends up being a Kula or a Chumra because of this perspective, whether there are two Dinim, complicated evidence about Demai, and I want to try to finish up with that, because again, the evidence really hopefully demonstrates that, you know, we're not just trying to overcomplicate things, but really there is a lot of information, which can, in the case of quite a few Rishonim, only stood if we acknowledge that there are, you know, complex factors or the at least the interaction or the interplay of different ideas here, which we've tried to develop. Okay, so before we begin, just on two ha'aros that were made after last year. The first one by Alex, he also mentioned me previously, and that is that if you look carefully at Perek, I made this comment, but he was just pointing out that if you look at the Makoros upon which Perek Yud, Hilchos Maaser Halacha Aleph is based, that, you know, it not only is another example of the Rambam's focus on the Nemanus of the Amaretz in the context of Demai, and on the need for there to be a kind of implicit Eidecha Neman Bisurim, but again, especially when you look at the Makoros of that particular Rambam, it becomes even more obvious. Again, the Radvaz, you know, partially pointed this out, this emphasis. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I think that's totally correct and deserves further exploration, just that, well, we need to move on. So I'm not going to go through all the issues. Again, just to make it clear, the idea that the Amaretz is implicitly not Neman, and maybe even explicitly not Neman, that he's Chashud, that for sure is a Davar Muska. But the Rambam seems to project it in the front of the sugya, and he seems to expand it, and by suggesting some other perspectives on that basis as well. So that's ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is we discussed the Mishnah. We're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah in Demai about all the things that Demai is effective for, right? Zimun and bracha. And Eruv Tchumin, and Shitufay Mavos, and so on. And we're analyzing each of these. I was making the ha'ara that not everything on the list is identical either, and that we haven't gotten even to yet to the Bein Hashmashos and to the fact that there's no bracha, which is signified by Mafrishin Arom, that he doesn't have to be clothed, no bracha. All of this shows that the Mishnah, you know, is pretty wide-ranging, and it's even challenging to think that all of these zinim are the same. They may be all the same, especially if the common denominator is the idea that demai, even on a drabanan safek level, right, is not treated as machalos asuros. That's my broader suggestion. Okay, but what's curious about it, also, this Josh brought, just was, you know, raising this question, and that is, why does the Mishnah leave out some of the other applications, and especially some other Mishnah applications, for example, matzah and sukkah, and even maybe Shabbos, right? Because in all three cases, we have Mishnayos that distinguish between demai and even with probably tevel drabanan, but certainly demai. So why are these cases not mentioned in the Mishnah? So I think that's a very good question, especially since, again, you know, we do have Erevin and we do have Brachos, so why omit others? So, around, I don't see his, oh, there he is, okay. You know, his Jedi, I guess, form, you know, on the screen there. Did you say, Josh, I didn't get a chance to check it out. Did you tell me that Tosas Yontif asked this question?
Yeah. Yes, he makes two points which are connected to this. The first one is why things were omitted.
I'm not hearing him. Anybody hearing him?
Hello?
Josh?
Yeah.
I can hear him. I'm not sure.
I'm not hearing anybody. Am I hearing?
Hello?
I have headphones. Yeah, 1 second. Are they not working? How come I'm not hearing anybody?
I can hear Josh.
I can also hear Josh.
Then I'm talking?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me just make an adjustment. I can take off the headphones. But usually the headphones work.
Were they in there?
Yeah. I'm discussing this with my electronic and computer consultants, of which we have many in the house.
Might need to make your sound louder.
Which sound?
Or higher.
That? Can you hear anyone now?
Can you hear me? Can you hear us?
Mm-hmm. That does something. I think you have to do this and that. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Wait, could you hear anyone?
Yeah. Maybe 1 second. Okay, somebody try to say something now.
Yeah. Can you hear us? Hello?
Noach?
Testing.
No, can you hear us? Can you hear us, Rebbe?
Okay, I'm not hearing, so I'm going to take them off. Even though it like takes away from my whole aura, you know.
Just take them out and see if it works.
Okay, does it work now?
You have to take them all out all the way.
No, I don't need to.
Oh, you just
need to. Yeah, you see, I could be your electronic advisor.
Maybe.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We hear you. You hear us?
Okay, I'm hearing you a little bit. Wait. Maybe I just don't need to make this.
Your volume just off.
Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I can hear you. Let me see if I can now hear through the headphones so I can be ambitious. Wait. So I need to put this. Okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, so
out of the headphones, though.
What? Oh, you're hearing him out of the headphones? Yeah. Why is that?
It's fine, but I'm just saying we are.
I could change.
So the headphones aren't doing anything.
Well, you have to change your audio.
Ask him to say something again.
Okay, 1 more second.
You can change your output of audio.
What do you mean?
Can you turn off your video for a second?
Oh, forget it. I'll just do it. Well, oh, you mean there's an audio?
You have to choose where you're sending its audio.
And how do you control that?
Just in the bottom, on the right.
Bottom right of the computer?
You either do it through Zoom or through your computer.
How do you do it through Zoom?
Okay, just leave it like this for now, and then I'll show you after.
Okay, now how do you do it? Just tell
you
me.
You could take the headphones off, though. I feel like
still looks good.
I don't know. Ask them.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yeah, we could always hear you, Rebbe.
A little bit of time so Josh could get on top of his game. Okay, go ahead, Josh. Okay, we're not
that quickly.
Thank you very much. We'll try to figure out the audio.
The second point he makes is why certain things were omitted.
What does
he
say?
He says why is matzah. I could quote it.
Yeah, quote it for us very quickly. We'll try to catch up.
Yeah. So he says, "V'tana v'shir, d'shir matzah k'disnan b'perak kolsha'a, v'shir nami esro k'disnan b'perak luv hagazo."
Great. Okay, great. And he also, he missed one, and that's Shabbos.
Right.
Okay. So, and what does he have a good explanation for it, or he just says?
No.
No. Okay,
great. V'shir, yeah.
Okay, tana v'shir. So, we love the tells us Yom Tov, we're particularly happy that he pointed this out. But I think, you know, it deserves a comment. So I think the answer, again, according to what I was suggesting for the Rambam, and we'll soon see that Balei Tosfos have another breakdown of all this, the answer might be that I started out by saying that the Mishnah itself has dinim that you could argue are not completely compatible. Right? I mean, there's more than one type of din in the Mishnah, or at least it's mechudash to think that they're all b'chad amachta. Maybe they have enough in common that they don't have to be identical completely. Let me say the second thing about this Mishnah, which is curious. I mean, that is that this Mishnah is way before and minutak from the Mishnah of Machilin, Asaniyim, Esachstanya, Demai. Meaning, based on the Talmud Bavli, Ezra, what am I trying to say? Hey, Ezra, I haven't seen Ezra in a few days. I know you've been here, just I don't always have you on the screen. Ezra?
I guess if it comes before the Mishnah where the whole Ptur is about, then maybe that indicates that it's that the Ptur is really just reflective of the greater idea that it's really a Chova Safrasha or Isser Gavra.
Excellent, exactly. But I think it's just, you know, just like the Tosfos Yontov's comment is worth the noting, I think this Ha'ara, this is my Ha'ara, could be other people make it too, I don't know, is worth noting. Meaning, based on the Talmud Bavli, which in all these cases, I'm not talking about, maybe that's part of it too, actually. I'm not talking about the Bracha, and I'm not talking about Ben Hashmashos. But the other cases, right, are all about, according to the Gemara, is all connected to Ibai Mafkir and so on, right, Ezra? So you would have thought that if this Mishnah, according to the Bavli, is based on that Mishnah, that A, they should be connected, or in the same Mishnah, or at least in the order, you know, that you would have the Mishnah in Perek Dalet, you know, Mishnah Aleph, before the Mishnah of Aleph. Did I say that right? Is it Dalet Aleph or Gimel Aleph?
Gimel Aleph. Gimel Aleph.
Sorry. Gimel Aleph should be before Aleph Dalet, or at least connected to it. It's curious that it's disconnected. Moreover, I'll add, the Ben Hashmashos part and the Bracha part have nothing to do with that, presumably. Right? Or do they? Okay. So that's the Ha'ara that I want to add to the Tana V'shir part and to the third Ha'ara, which is you could have said that the different dinim in the Mishnah, certainly the last couple that I just mentioned, you know, but you might have even distinguished between, you know, the Brachos cases and the Eruvin case for sure. Okay. So in light of all that, getting back to Tosfos Yontov's question, what I would say was, that there's not just two dinim. Maybe there are three or four levels, as we discussed. And there may be, you know, truth to all of them. The way to explain best why it's minutak from Achila Nesani and Vasak Sanya is because they share a common denominator, but not a causal. It's not, you know, Ibai Mafkir in the sense of, you know, really, 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 Dmai should be prohibited. And it's only because actually Befoal, you have this potential to do this, you know, that that it's not. Then really, it has to be in the same Mishnah, or it should be in the right order, or at least it should be connected. Again, there could be other reasons for organizing the Mishnah. Could be more pragmatic reasons, I'm not denying that. But at least it's a question. On the other hand, if the idea is that some of these dinim just depend on being chazi to some member of the population or any member, no, let's say this way. If some of the dinim, if most of the dinim have to do with it not being macholos asuros, but being a chovas hagavra, or even a matir for achilas hagavra, I mean chovas hagavra in hafrasha, that might actually explain every single case in the Mishnah without you ever having to have even mentioned machilin, although machilin might reflect it as well, or not, depending on how you understand machilin. Okay, so by the same token, since we spent time yesterday on the Rambam, and I want to continue with that, so what we tried to show was that dafka, matzah, and sukkah are different, but they're different in opposite ways. Like for the Rambam, and by the way, I don't know that the Rambam didn't wonder about the Tosfos Yontos question too. It's kind of an obvious question. Josh, you need help with your volume thing? I can send my people over.
No, I just didn't hear you.
I said that matzah is not in the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, because?
Because it's there's an additional din. It's basically the same din as bracha.
It's noveah from the din bracha directly, or at least, you know, mostly. Zaklal, according to the Rambam, kol shein mevarchin olav, right? So you could say you don't need it twice because the bracha's in the Mishnah. So the derivative din, because of Zeh Klal, again, this has to do with Matzah Shel Tevel too. Because according to the Rambam, that's a whole different, you know, that's a derivative halacha directly. What about Sukkah? How come Dalet Minim is not in the Rambam? So here I want to say what I was saying yesterday, which is the one that the Rambam is most... The one that the Rambam really goes the whole, you know, way with Yiboy Mafkil and Ichse, instead of just saying the Chazilaniyim, is a Dalet Minim. I think again because he was sensitive to the language of the Gemara. There, the Gemara says V'lachen Karinan Lachem Karinan Be, and the Rambam himself says, and therefore it serves for Lachem. Moreover. For the Rambam, that isn't about Macholos Asuros per se. It's about Isurei Han, it's about Din Mamon. It's about Lachem. Right? So the idea of Yiboy Mafkir, the Migu we'll call it, or the Hoel, whatever you want to call it, is way more important. It could be the Rambam thought that, but that's not the Mishnah Demai. So the Mishnah Demai omits Matzah because it is, you know, just an application of bracha, which it has. And it omits, it omits Dalet Minim for the opposite reason, and that's because that's a real befoal. That you want to put that, you can put that in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph if you want. That's what I would say for the Rambam. Why does he omit Shabbos? I think he omits Shabbos because even more than any of the others, maybe it's obvious in Shabbos that as long as it's chazile, that there's not even an issue at all. Because, Here the issue isn't even whether it's Machalos Asuros or not. Maybe even if it's Machalos Asuros for me, it's still not. Maybe the issue in Shabbos is regarding Muktzah, is whether it's Eitzim Vavanim. So the fact that it's not Eitzim Vavanim to a Kohen, you know, that's good enough too. Actually, as we'll see, you know, the Balei Tosfos were very troubled. We'll see this inside in just a minute in the Sugya in Shabbos. Because the Gemara there says, Truma Pshitale. The Gemara says, why? Because the issue of Muktzah shouldn't be dependent on whether I can use this, on, at least not for it being real Muktzah. Maybe Yisur Tiltol, but real Muktzah of, let's say, Eitzim Vavanim. The Gemara even questioned why the Mishnah needs to say Truma in Shabbos. I'll read it inside in just a minute.
Isn't Demai Usr also for Kohanim?
What's that?
Isn't Demai also Usr on the Kohanim because of Tevel?
Yeah, but I'm not understanding, and therefore...
Meaning, in terms of Muktzah?
No. I'm saying the Chazilaniyim of Demai, I don't mean Kohen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kalila.
Okay. Yeah,
No. No, what I'm saying is that okay. I'm trying to explain everything. I'm trying to be ambitious here. But why do they even leave out Shabbos? I'm saying matzah is derivative of brachos, according to the Rambam. Lulav, you know, dalad minim, you know, that's the real din of imafkir, you know, that's the befoal of Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. And I'm saying maybe Muktzah, even more than Eruvin and Brachos, right, is not even about Chazile, therefore it's not Macholos Asuros. Maybe for me it is Macholos Asuros. But the fact that it's Chazile for somebody means it's not Eitzim Vavanim. I mean Aniyim, I don't mean Kohanim. I'm just giving the mashal of the Gemara about Truma, where the Gemara says about Truma, even Pshita, it's Roy for Kohanim, so what? He's not a Kohen. So that's what I think. Okay. Having said that,
why would the din for Muktzah be any more unilateral for Muktzah and Shabbos and not for Achila? Like when you start getting to Achila, you start getting to Dalet Minim, you have to say that you have to be able to own it or eat it. Why for Shabbos, if it's not Rawi to me, then I can't touch it either. Why do you not make Chilukim then?
And what I'm saying is that the category in Sukkah in Dalet Minim, is that you require lachem. That's very personal. Meaning, by the way, there is a view that matzah also requires lachem, and that would be the reason, you know, to equate them. I'll get back to that. But the Rambam certainly doesn't think it has anything to do with lachem. Right. Anyways, but the Dalet Minim, the Gemara itself says, and therefore it's lachem. In the Dalet Minim for the Gemara, there's a debate whether you need heter achila, or whether heter or heter mamon, right? But even heter achila doesn't mean the pashto said it's not machalos asuros. It means that you will have heter achila. Because in the end of the day, let's say I take a perfectly good esrog that you know, or that you could eat in the you could eat no matter what. No, not demai, nothing. Kosher v'yasher, the best, you know. I still am not Yotze Yontif Rishon unless it's Lachem. So that has nothing to do with being, you know, Mufka from Machalas Asuros. There, I really need that it has to be connected. I have rights in it. What I'm saying is that the Muktzah is maybe the most opposite of that, because in Muktzah, possibly, again, if Muktzah is all about personal hachana, then that's an issue. But then you have to talk about the Trumos question and so on. But if Muktzah is about not being a cheftza, which has no use, meaning Eitzim Vavanim, then as long as it's, you know, Eitzim Vavanim are no use to anybody. You understand, Noach?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm seeing them as opposites. And I'm jumping in to try to explain why, you know, the Mishnayos are separated, why there's a ton of the Shiur, it's not a ton of the Shiur alone, and especially according to the Rambam. Okay? Good. Again, along the same idea, you know, machilin esanim v'saksanya demai. So for some things, it's going to be a, you know, mimela, like in muktzah or other things. Then the next step is, oh, it's even, you know, it's not macholas asuros, it's chazilei, even lei. It's you know, you may not befall be allowed to eat it, but chazilei. Then, oh, you need tziruf for it to be chazilei, because it could be something you could take steps, you know, to connect with. Now, does that need to be befoal or just, you know, in theory? Hard to say. And then there's the, oh, you know, you need lachem or something like that. You really need, you know, to be an ani and so on. So part of this whole question of the role of aniyim and achsanya in this whole sugya, again, if you look at the Bavli, the impression that you get is that it's the same in every one of these cases. Shabbos, brachos, Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim, Sukkah. It's all, every time, the same Shakavataria. I'm just pointing out that it isn't the same for the Rambam. I'm going to show you in a minute that it isn't the same for the Baalei Tosas, even though they're dealing with the Shakavataria, although they draw the line in different places. Now, you also need, and I'm not going to do this because otherwise we'll never get away from this, and that is, you need to look at the other Rishonim, of course, and the other Mefarshim. Like, what does the Ramban do about all these sugyas? And what are the Rajba and other Baalei Tosas, even Tosa Rush? I'm sticking, you know, because, you know, we need to move on. I'm sticking to the Rambam pretty much and Tosas Al Atar in my analysis today. Okay. So, but the bigger question in the background is, how significant is Machil and Nesoach Sanya Vesvaniyam Dmai in general? So, for example, regarding that, number one is Machokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, as we pointed out. Number two, you know, the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Gimel Aleph already raises the question that there seems to be conflicting evidence whether, you know, you should be, you know, whether an ani and an achsanya should be eating demai. To the point that the Rambam makes the diuk that maybe there's a difference between machil neso ani and veso achsanya demai and ochlim, meaning the perspective of the person who is giving it to them or feeding it to them, as opposed to they themselves, right, deciding to eat them. Maybe they really shouldn't, at least the chatchila, even in the context of tzedakah. So I think that is significant because, again, the more we see it as like, oh, it's like overridden, you know, it's like a tzedakah trumps the miut, you know, of safek tevel, you know, so then it's an outlier. It's an exception, but it's not an exception that's reflection of the rule, right? But if we think that there's just no iser kaigat because it's machalos asuros, not machalos asuros anyway, you know, then it has way more significance, but it also should be applied with less hesitation. So how lechatchila or b'dieved, you know, is it even for achi, even for aniyim, you know, v'achsanya? That's one interesting question. V'achilim v'ochlim. The Radvaz in Perik Yud, Hichos Meiser, Halacha Yud Aleph, discussing this question, quotes the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, and then he has an inami answer. He's not sure whether the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, like, you know, retains the distinction that he made in Pirush Mishnayos. Okay. Just like, you know, on another level, that's within aniyim and achsanya themselves, you know. But what about the effect of that on a regular person? That's our topic, you know. So when the Rash, you know, said that regarding the brachos case, that maybe we're only talking about a case where the ani or the achsanya is being motzi acherim yidei chavasan in the bracha. Right, at least in the brachos application, you can't say that. When he said that, let me say two things. Number one, it distinguishes it from the other cases because you just can't say that in Pesachim, in Sukkah, in Shabbos, right? In Erevin, you can only say that in brachos. So with that Rash, points to is that brachos is actually more difficult than the other cases. Now, why would that be? For the reason that we said the other day, and that is that in the case of brachos, we're dealing after the fact. In other words, in theory, if iboy mafkir is taken somewhat literally as a real option, in which case maybe I have to really befall have that option, it could be nafkamina for that, as we've discussed. But if that's the case, then it always has to be in advance, meaning as a suda for Erev Tchumen and Shitufei Mavos, and as a, you know, as a lochem, you know, for Dalad Minim, you know, and as, you know, even matzah for matzah, you know, as long as a second before I could turn it into, and then the question is, you know, that's one thing. But if I already, you know, made the bracha, if we're talking about benching and zimun, maybe even bracha rishona, hard to know, a little closer. I guess bracha rishona is a little bit like matzah. So, lemaisa, we know this is no longer possible. Certainly the ones after the fact. So I think that's what motivated the Rash to say what he says, which is, no, we're talking about the ani and the aksanya, and whether they can be motzi acherim v'dei kovasa. Because you don't have that option in any of the other cases. We're not talking about any in the other cases. You know, either they're part of the population or they could be you. What we're talking about is chazile means they're part of the population and that matters. And, you know, they could be you, ziboy, mafkir, in a more, right? They could have been you or they really could be you. But that's part of the discussion as well. So I think the Rash, by saying that, on the one hand, is limiting this factor in a very significant way. But that limitation, because it doesn't apply even to the other cases in the Mishnah, highlights that he thinks that there are different levels and different dinim. Okay. Another factor would be, is demai, the heter demai, in all these cases, a lechatchila or b'diavad? Raziel. Lechatchila or b'diavad? Pashtus and some evidence. We say, demai, all these mishnayos. Demai works for matzah. Demai works for dalad minim. Demai works for erevin. Demai is not a problem of muktzah. Right? Let's say matzah. I'm making it easier. What do you think? What do you think and what do you know? Not that I'm suggesting that what a person thinks is more important than what he knows. I think that's a complicated question. The HVH depends on the circumstances. It's good to think and good to know. And the order depends on the topic. What do you think, Raziel? What does it sound like?
Oh, sorry. What do you know? I hear you say my name because you were bringing off slots. So I also didn't say really hear again? The question. It's like kind of... Can you repeat the question? It's like the connection isn't so good. I only heard parts of it.
Okay. It probably would be better if I had my headphones back, right? I'm asking, is the din, are these dinim in the Mishnah and Demai, lechatchilas or only b'diavets?
Probably pashas is b'diavet, but it probably depends on how you understand Demai.
Well, it definitely depends on how you understand Demai. I totally agree with that. But when you would read the Mishnah and Demai, and you would come away thinking that's b'diavad?
I would think so.
Wow. Okay. Ezra, what do you think?
I'm not sure. I guess you could understand it's l'chatchila because
linguistically, it sounds like b'diavad or l'chatchila. What's the language of the Mishnah?
Just pulling it up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, I think. I guess like the Lashon of Ma'achilin might imply L'chachilin.
Right. It sounds like, I mean, one second, I think I lost everybody. Wait. Okay, what do we say? Who just said that? Ezra?
All right. It's
or Aziel. Yeah.
Sorry, did you call on Ezra? I don't want to build the floor from Ezra.
Is it my internet that's causing?
I don't know. Mine is kind of bad because I'm usually far away from the router. I don't know if you can hear me. I was trying to say that it might be l'chachila because we say ma'achilin and there's also like a story of like someone who did it. But it doesn't imply that like it's a din that's b'diavad.
Yeah, exactly. And mishtatfin, right? Ma'arvin. Again, it could be b'diavad. It just doesn't sound b'diavad. Does it sound in the Gemara like b'diavad?
Mishnayos
matzah, dalad minim, eruvin. I mean, the other mishnayos, or the Gemara, the boy mafkir. Does it sound like and therefore b'diavad? Of course, you should avoid this. But
well, ibay mafkir doesn't really sound like a b'diavad.
Listen, right? I would never have thought that either the Mishnah and Demai or the other mishnayos or the Gemara is all over the place are b'diavad. I'm just telling you what I would have my reaction. Could you work it in? Could you read a b'diavad? Yeah. What should it depend on? Raziel?
I mean, I guess. I'm not sure.
I mean, is this connected to what we're talking about, or is this a whole different topic? Ezra, what do you think? I think you just said a second ago, right? That it might depend on.
Yeah, I mean, it depends if we're viewing it as a chova safrasha and nisir gavra. So then it's going to be something that just doesn't apply to these people, to aniyam and achsanya. But if you view it as a macholos asuros, which has a specific exception, so then l'chatchila they wouldn't use the exception.
Yeah, exactly. If this is macholos asuros, but there's a way, you know, nonetheless, for you to, you know, overcome it, etc. Especially the more befoal it is, the more b'dievet it is. It doesn't have to be even then. Put it this way. If the idea is that there's no shame b'cholos asuros, right? Then, and that's what would be ma'akev, so it's not there. Why can't you do this l'chatchila? Right? If, you know, it itself is an exception, and you're kind of piggybacking on that exception through a migu, then that sounds like a b'dievad. Anyways, that's a question. That's, I think, what we would say. Zach, who talks about it?
I don't know.
Did you see the closest one in the places?
In Shabbos?
No, we'll get to Tulsa. I'm going to go through each one very quickly in a second. But just which is the one that talks about that? Do you remember? Micha? Simcha?
Tosus in Psachim.
Tosus in
Psachim.
Psachim, correct. Tosim Psachim says that this should all be a din b'diavad. Right? I'm going to read it inside just a minute. Inami. It's an unbelievable inami too. First of all, it's an unbelievable idea that it's all b'diavad.
Inami yotzim af l'chadchila hoil v'shari l'aniyim v'achilas matzah nami nikra achilas anius.
Yeah, That's also unbelievable in terms of lechemoni. Remember that for next year, I guess.
Right.
Meaning, because matzah is lechemoni, so there's a special din that you are yotze for the matzah shel tevel. We'll come back to it in a second. Right? Either it's b'di'eved, or it's midin lechem. For this is a chiddush of lechemoni. We'll see. Hopefully, you know. You know, what are the parameters of lechemoni? Is it the way that it's baked? Now we're saying, oh, lechemoni, you know, lechem she'aniyim mutarim bo. Wow. Okay. I guess mutarim bo even lechatchila, aniyim at least, just not everybody else on the basis of ibai, but everybody's an ani, everybody's allowed to eat lechemoni on this night, but lechemoni, but it's still, if it's macholos asuros and it's safek tevel, that should still be an issue and a problem. That's an unbelievable. But let me say this. How does this help you? How does this help you for Dalet Minim? And how does it help you for Hilchos Brachos? Right? Or Muktzah or everything else. Same Gemara. What do you think? The second answer doesn't apply, for sure. Correct? So once again, just like I said about the Rash in the Sugya and Brachos, there's certainly the second answer in Tosis. Maybe even the first answer of Tosis, that it's only b'di'eved, is limited to some particular cases. Now, why matzah? Why matzah particularly? Maybe.
Which Eitan? Me?
Yeah, Eitan. I think I said Eitan Kasevitz, right?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear. It was cut off. Maybe because matzah is more sensitive to machalos asuros issues?
Maybe, but even more particularly, I would add, I would machalos asuros issues in theory, or?
Sure.
Could be. What else? Josh? Appel? I'm neglecting a whole other page here. I'm going to get to the other page.
Can't you just say also, though, that the fact that Tosos is open to the counter pressure of saying that it's allowed for matzah shows in general that it's not machalos asuros? That he's saying,
well, it does sound that way, but it sounds like it's still, even though it's not machalos asuros, it should mean because of saying it's lechemoni?
He's saying that, I mean that because Tosos is saying you're allowed to have it as lechemoni, why does that have to be restricted to matzah? Can't you say that it really highlights that the inami is showing that Ibai Mafkir is a way, or that the fact that you're allowing this matzah is a greater way of highlighting that Demai is not a chefza shel iser, as opposed to saying it's a special din in matzah?
Well, he does say it's a special din in matzah.
I'm saying the fact that he's saying that is showing.
He's saying if matzah was not a din of lechemoni, right, then you certainly wouldn't say Ibai Mafkir. At least not lechatchila. So that factor of lechemoni, now again, the factor of lechemoni is what allows you to invoke the status of aniyim and achsanya through the migu, even though you are not in that population. Remember what we're trying to do here. We're talking about crossing populations. Right? you know, Klal Yisrael is one unit, or there are different groups. There's Kohanim, there's Aniyim and Achsanya. I mean, the Gabe the Salacha. So who gives you the right to cross groups? That's kind of what we're talking about. So the second day of Tosis in Pesachim is saying that cross grouping is dafka allowed to the particular group of Aniyim on Pesach night because of Lechem Oni. That's a chiddush in Lechem Oni. But it also is a solution, Josh, no, that doesn't apply to Sukkah, Lamed Hei. It doesn't apply to Zimun. It doesn't apply to Erevin. There's no special din of Lechem Oni in those contexts. Now, I think what you are making a good ha'ara is, if this was Macholas Asuros, so just because it's Lechem Oni, it would be permitted? Presumably not. But it's Lechem Oni, it's a Macholas Asuros Rabbanon, but even then, if it was really Macholas Asuros Rabbanon, it would be permitted because it's Lechem Oni. Sounds like a kind of a mitzvah b'aveir to me. So I think that you have to take two things in Tosis. One is, despite the fact that we don't think Tevel is Macholas Asuros, maybe it's only an Iser Gavra, even then it would have been Asur as Matzah, because you're still not allowed to eat it. Right? But because it's Lechem Oni, so you are allowed to eat it. That's still a special din in matzah. Right, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm still get back to my other question, which is...
Yeah, so why matzah?
Why matzah? I mean, how are you going to explain? So you can say, here it's l'chatchila because of this, and everywhere else it's b'di'eved. It is b'di'eved.
Well, you could say it allows for a heter achila that just doesn't help you in other areas that we've been discussing.
Well, the Lechem Oni part does. But what I would say is the following, that maybe what particularly bothered Tosis in this case, why did Tosis not ask this b'di'eved question elsewhere?
Why can't you say the same thing before about Dalad Minim, that if Dalad Minim are all about a bilus issue, then why would it make a difference?
Because this is my point. This is the point I want to make. Exactly. What's the difference? I mean, what you're asking, what's the difference between that and matzah?
Right.
Right. So I think that the answer is, you know, both these things have different strengths and weaknesses. That's exactly what I want to try to get at. Again, in the Rambam, I was trying to show, and based on the language of the Gemara, that maybe the need for the greatest befoal in some respects isn't Dalad Minim. The problem with matzah, though, in the opposite parallel opposite way, is the same problem as the brachos problem, right? Except that it, you know, because it's l'shem, you know, mitzvah, maybe even more so. And that is that, at least in the other cases, you know, it's something that you could do. But in matzah, you're eating this matzah a second before it's something you could do. But what you're actually acting on it, right? You're actually violating demai, and you're not an ani.
Can you hold her for a sec so I can bring
your stroller? Right, you're actually violating demai in the process here. You're not violating demai in the Dalad Minim, and you're not violating demai in Shituf and Bavos and Eruve Chatzeros, and Eruve Tchumin, sorry. Right? And you maybe already violated demai, you know, or you have to take the Rash reason in brachos. But in matzah, You're going to eat this l'shem. You're going to eat it when you're not an ani. Now, if you pick up the Dalad Minim, right, you're not violating anything. You're not violating Demai. We just want to know whether Demai, you know, qualifies for Lachem. So on the one hand, it takes more to qualify for Lachem, maybe more Befoal. But the fact that it's only a potential and you're not actually doing it, that makes it easier. Matzah, we care about the Cheftza, right? But at the end of the day, you're about to bite into it, or you're going to bite into it, and we want to know whether you're Yotze or not. So for the same reason that the Rash provided an additional explanation for Brachos, I think that Balei Tosas in Psachim were particularly troubled by this halacha. Now, the Rambam wasn't troubled by it, because for the Rambam, what? You know, it's not less than Ein Iser Chalal Iser, it's not less than Tevel Doraisa. The Rambam thinks even Tevel Doraisa depends on Birchas Hamazon. Not a problem of eating Macholos Asuro's Demai for the Rambam. Right? Because even Tevel you'd be Yotze Matzah B'diavad. Okay? So once again, what we see is that there are chilukim to be made, and it all depends, it depends a lot on whether these are lechatchil, maybe some are lechatchil, some are b'diavad, some you have this, you know, lechemoni idea. In some cases you could say, well, we're talking about the ani being motzi, etc. Okay? Good. So let's continue. Let's go on. So let's just look at some of the cases very briefly. So the Zimun case we've talked about. We've talked about the Rambam. We've talked about the other aspects of it. Eiruvin. I just want to go through the Tosus and also very quickly. So the Eiruvin Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. We talked about the Rambam already. The Rambam doesn't have Yiboy Mafkir there. On the contrary, it makes it clear that it's all about Chazi. Interestingly, Tosfos and Eiruvin was also sensitive to this issue. Danielle, you have the Tosfos and Eiruvin? I want to go through these Tosfos very quickly. I say I'm going to limit it to the Tosfos, but trust me, there's a lot more in the Rishonim in each case. I just can't do it because I feel like really guilty not doing it, but I'd probably feel guiltier if we did it. So, Daniel, you got it?
I don't have it right now. I'm looking for it. I haven't looked at it yet, though, either.
So let's have Zev Lowy. Zev, you got it?
Sorry, what am I?
Yeah, I just want to go through the Tosin in a different place. You have Tosis and Eruvin open? Climate Hayam and Aleph?
I don't have it open, but I could check the sheer display.
There's a sheer display. Yeah. This to me, you know, this seems to point to Aryeh. Aryeh is working.
Not me today. It's actually Binyamin Broth is on it today.
Oh, Binyamin, okay. Oh yeah, Binyamin has taken over, right? Or in partnership.
Yeah, Binyamin is taking it up.
It was a hostile takeover.
No. Not Macabre. Okay, but you're learning from the master. Okay. So what do we got there? Kyle, you have it? Okay, go ahead. Tosas and Eruv. Just so you'll see, this is the consistency, at least on the printed Tosas. I think it's very impressive.
All right. So Tosas, Demai Hal Ochazile.
Yeah.
Near de la Simchus Davke Parich.
Oh, meaning what?
So it's davka.
Simchus requires for an eruv something more particular to his usage, correct?
Correct. I haven't seen the actual Gemara, but I mean okay. That
Right, I understand. I think it wasn't one of the Gemaras that I actually gave you originally. But Simchas requires that there be something more targeted for him personally.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, what is Tosfos doing here?
He's saying that this would only be questionable for Simchas.
We don't need. Tosfos is doing what the Rambam's doing. And maybe a little bit what are on the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about that other Mishnah. And if you hold like Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai, it's another way to say the same thing. Beis Shammai, because they think Ein Machila Nesanim Vesoachsanya, so they deny all the dinim in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, right?
But this is implying that it can be used for an Erev here? Or
no, it certainly, the Mishnah here in Erevin and in Demai say it can be used for an Erev.
Okay.
The Gemara says because Iboy Mafkir Nichse. Tosa says you don't need that reason except for Sumpkas.
The Rabbanan will be fine. Okay.
The Rabbanan will be fine. Why? Just say because it's Chazi Lanim. It doesn't have to be Chazi Li because I could make myself an Ani. Just the fact that any member of the Jewish population, I mean, it's not Macholos, he's saying it's not Macholos Asuros, or the fact that it's Chazi for any member of the population is enough. That might be the same thing, or it might be two different points. What he's saying, you don't need Siruf to you, and you certainly don't need the potential Befoal for you. But this is Tosus's way of saying, of asking, and of doing what the Rambam did, which is, even the Bavli, uniformly, it's a remarkable phenomenon, right? All these Gemaras, every one of them quotes, you know, Iboi Mafker, and every one of them admits, then brings in Beis Hillel, and they're the ones who bring in Beis Shammai. Almost as if to say Beis Shammai would disagree. And you're getting pushback from the Rambam in a subtle way, and you're getting explicit pushback from some of the Balei Tosas. So here the pushback is, yeah, in order to expand to Simchas, because he has a more personal need for, you know, Roy in Erev. But otherwise, you don't need it for the Chachamim, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is, and then look at the bottom. Kyle, you're reading?
Yes.
Umiyu.
So, Umiyu, Beperek, Mifnin, or
Mifanin.
Mifanin.
That's the Shabbos one with the Muktzah.
Parach nami hachi gabi tiltil. Umeshani ki hacha migo de mefakir v'chule. V'hatam. Right. V'hatam habi mazal memar de chaz de aniyam el mishum de hatam mi baile li shnuye ki hacha. Okay, so in the case of a parakol shah, a parakol shah shachlu.
Oh, so again, these are not innocuous lines. Right, this is Tosus weighing in. So what's Tosus saying? In the Gemara in Shabbos about Muktzah, they also quote Iboy Mafkir. That's about Muktzah. Where I said a few minutes ago that we could explain that why Shabbos was omitted from why it's Tanav Shir, why it's not in the Mishnah. In Demai. Right? Because it's not Eitzim Vavanim. For not to be Etzem Avonim, it just needs to be Roy for some member of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't have to be Mitzuref to me. We don't have to talk about class warfare or class identification or, you know, personal, you know, potential, you know, attainment. Right? That's what Tosfos Nerevin is actually saying. He's saying, well, actually, you have the same phenomenon that he attributed to Simchas, but you really don't need an Erevin. Right? Who Adin should be for Muktzah, for the Rambam and Achanami. Muktzah and Erevin, there's no Iboy Mafkir. Correct? What's Tosa's answer, Kyle?
It's saying, Mishum Dhatmi Baile Lishnuye.
Is it a total rejection of the question, or is it in Achanami but?
Saying it gets to giving a reason why it's taught differently, or
I'm saying is this a rejection of the assumption of his question?
It's not a rejection. It's more
not at all. It's an adjustment. Meaning, he's saying yeah, you know, the Bavli wanted to be in line since they have it here for Sumchas and they have it, you know, in Pesachim. You know, they have it in Pesachim and Brachas too, he says. But what does that mean? That means that he thinks, Tosas, that Pesachim and Brachos, I guess it makes sense. Right? And it sounds like Pesachim and Brachos, it's necessary. And in the other places, it really isn't. Okay, we'll see that in just a second. So that's Tosis and Erevin. What about Shabbos? Then you have the Gemara and Shabbos. Let's see, Daniel. You have Daniel Zolti? Let's just go through these quickly.
Yeah, which Gemara and Shabbos?
Kufchav Vav Kufchav Zayin. Mishnah and Shabbos is Kufchav Vav Amar Beis. Again, it wasn't on the original Marmol Kol. Did you see it?
I did not. I could wait for Binyamin to put it onto the...
No, it's okay. So let's... who
already
else?
On there.
It's not on there?
It's on there already.
Yeah.
It's
a bit higher. Jonah, you see it? Did you see it, Jonah?
I didn't, but I...
You have it?
I have it on the... Have okay, it on go. The display. Let's
just go just quickly because it's...
Mishnah?
Yeah, the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Vav Omid Beis says Mifanin.
Yeah, have it.
Go ahead.
Mifanin afilu arba v'chamish kufo shal tevin v'shal tfuwa mipnei ha'orchim mipnei bito beis ha'medrash aval lo et ha'oter.
Okay, keep going.
Mifanin
is the important part. Go ahead.
Mifanin truma tehora udmai umaiser rishon shenitla trumaso umaiser sheni v'hektish sheniftu v'atormos hayavish mipnei shehu ma'achal la'izim.
Okay. So, avalo es ha'tevel.
Avalo es ha'tevel, v'lo es maiser rishon shelo nitla trumaso, v'lo es maiser sheni v'hektish shelo niftu, v'lo es haluf, v'lo es ha'chardal.
Okay, great. So this is a mission about mukta. Correct? And Dmai is not Mukta. And then says the Gemara in Kuvkav Zayin and Medbeis. Now, interesting, when the Gemara talks about Truma, it says, Mipnei Truma Tahora, Pshita. The Gemara says, Tzricha, Demin Chabiyad Yisrael Maud, Seima, Kimid L'Chazile, Osir, Kamashman, Kimid L'Chazile Koin, Shaper Dami. Here's one of the few Gemaras where the Gemara says explicitly, you know, that everything depends simply if it's royal or coin, that's good enough. But the Gemara originally said it's pshita, that's like so obvious. Then comes the Demai Gemara. Go ahead.
Demai, halo chazile, kivan di ibay mafgirle, lenechse, v'hava ani, v'chazile, hashanami chazile.
Oh, it's none, machil esanim, demai, and so on. Correct? What does Tosa say there?
Tosfos.
Dibay mafkil nixay. On the spot, kuchav zayin of base.
Dibay mafkil nixay. Havamati lememar kidal ayo, kevan de chazi, el kevan de mishka.
What's he? It's the question. He doesn't say vim tomar. But what's he bothered by? The Gemara and Demai should have said what it said in Truma, which is Pshita. Hachazi laniyim. What do you think about that? Good example. Have a matzah lememar kidila el, given the chazi.
Saying why does it have to say di by mafkirlei?
Yeah. It's saying two things. What, number one, what do you need di by mafkirlei? Especially in light of the fact that the Gemara, even regard truma, pshita. meaning he doesn't, let's say truma, right? He can't make himself a kohen. And yet that didn't, and then that was even, and even that was pshita. Why? Because mukta depends on eitz and vavanim. If it's chazi to any member of the population, it's fine. Would you think this is a good comparison? Ari, French people, is it a mukhrach equation?
I missed the last. I just didn't hear the last thing that Rebbe just said.
No, that the Tosis asked the question from Truma. It says the Gemara says about Truma that it's Pshita. Right?
Yeah.
So what do you need the Ibai Mafgir here? I'm saying, is it comparable to Truma or not? You know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah.
You know.
You could
do the answer is it is and it isn't, you know. Yeah, why could it be mechalek? In either direction.
Because, well, we mentioned the other day also that truma is specifically right, kohanim who are born as kohanim, but as opposed to demai, which is aniim. Someone could be an ani, could become an ani.
So you could become an ani, and therefore there's more tziruf, there's more cross-cultural, you know, connection, right? Because I could be him.
Right.
There's greater tzir. On the other hand, I could be him, but I'm not him. You know, and the reason that he can eat demai, he's not really a different member of the population. But truma, we all acknowledge, we're giving truma to the Kohen. I don't mean because we're giving it to him. I mean, you know, truma belongs to the Kohen. Demai doesn't belong to the Aniyim. It's just that the din of demai doesn't apply to aniyim, but it does apply to us. So it's better and it's worse, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, what he's trying to say is, what do you need ibay mafkir for? It's not eitz and vavanim. I'm adding the eitz and vavanim part. What's the answer? Ari, you have it? Or who's reading it?
I have it. Okay. Ella, keva demishkach taima, dafilu dide mati chazi. Amar.
Meaning? What is that?
It's
since you can also connect it to him, might as well. That's like a Simchas kind of an answer. I mean, Inachanami, but we're showing that it's even more compelling. But Inachanami, you don't need it. That Tosa's saying you don't need it. Just like the Rambam thinks you don't need it here. Right?
So doesn't the question really still stand then?
No, he's saying the Gemara is lav dafka. The Gemara wanted to say, you know, not only is it chazi, it's even chazi for you. But if it wasn't chazi for you, the fact that it was lo chazi, the fact that it's chazi is good enough. Right? Now, does this show that it's not macholos asuros? Not necessarily. Maybe just it's not eitzim bavanim, you know, as I said before. Keep going. Now the next line is important. That was what he kind of said in Erevin. That's what Tosa is saying again here. So curious, because when we were reading the Mishnah and we were talking about the Rambam, right? We thought that that brachos, like for the Rambam, matzah is the matzah is the least of it. Rambam doesn't even explicitly say demai in matzah. It's that klal. I mean, the Rambam connects matzah and brachos just like Tosis does. Right? But for the Rambam, the connection is you don't need ibay mafkir nichse. It's just a din that it's not macholos asuros. And for Tosis, it's the opposite. Tosta is saying the Gemara, the boy mafkir nixay, is most applicable to brachos and to matzah. Wow. Why do you think? Maybe because of what he said before. Meaning chazi lo chazi, is all theoretically fine, when you're not eating it, like the Dalad Minim, or you're, you know, you're talking about whether it's muktzah. Right? But if you're actually about to bite into the matzah, right? Or to the zim, maybe there's an Isar Gavra, maybe the Isar Gavra is enough. So whether it's about Isar Gavra being enough, and therefore you need to have at least the potential to be boy, that's why Tosus, I was saying before, has to say what he says in Pesachim. The Baal Tosus seem to be consistent in these places that the ones that need Iboy the most are matzah and brachos. Very sharp contrast to the Rambam. The Rambam and Tosus were doing the same thing. They were scouring Shas and they were being skeptical whether you not even need Iboy mafkir in all cases. Another way to say the same thing, does this depend on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Is this connected to the Mishnah and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph? They were doing the same thing, but their presentation, their view of which ones are more obvious and less obvious in the hierarchy, are different. Surely that's significant. Okay, so that is Shabbos. Okay. As for Sukkah, apparently again, Sukkah doesn't need it so much either. We'll see. Because again, maybe for the same reason, you might say, well, you need the most befoal in Sukkah, because really it's about bailus. But maybe the fact that it's bailusable, you know, even if you don't have a pathway yourself, maybe that's enough. Okay. Okay, next. Yeah. Oh, what about the Rambam, by the way? Yeah.
Once you say that there's no, you know, machalos asuros because it's chazil aniyim. Yeah. So is it really considered like mishkach taima tuva by it being mutter la'atzmo? Like Tosus is saying, you know, it's totally fine because it's chazi, it's not etzim avanim. So why is it like
not etzim avanim is not the same as not machalos asuros, by the way. It could be machalos asuros for you and it's still not etzim avanim.
Yeah, right.
There's somebody in Kal Yisrael for whom it's. Can you still say that there's an added,
like a time of porta,
what's the added chalosa being roiv to you? I think yes, especially even in din of mukta, relating to kind of what I a hint that I dropped, or I kind of wanted to preclude that, so I added a line earlier, anticipating this, where I said that, you know, in mukta there are two elements. One is whether the cheftza is like etzim vavanim, like pure mukta, but there's also an aspect of mukta which relates to hachana. You know, is it muchan l'cha? Or is it automatically muchan? So in that respect, if something is off limits to, isn't even off limits to you, right? Certainly in terms of tiltol mukta, you know, then it's also kind of mechin es atmo. That's even more. That's what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Excellent, thank you. Now the Rambam, what about the Rambam in Muktza? Anybody have Perek Chaf Halacha Tes? I'm just going to finish off these Rambams and I'll try to finish everything Thursday again. I know I said that. Maybe we'll start a little earlier Thursday just to make sure we get finished with it. Because Wednesday we're doing a Yom HaTzmoit chair. So what time are we supposed to start on Thursday? 11:15? Because we made everything... Can we go back to 11?
Okay, sure.
Okay, because I want to finish this off and I want to have Sunday, Monday, hopefully to still speak about daf, a little bit more on these dafim and a little on daf ches at least. Okay? And then we'll figure out our way forward during the break and so on. Okay, so 11 o'clock Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what's the Rambam's view here? What do you think it's going to be? Give me another few minutes here. Yeah, I have another 10 minutes here, right? Let's in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek, just to see for consistency, Perek Chafei Halacha Yud Tes. Perush Asa L'Achlan, right? Kagon, Peira She'ena Mu'usarim, Afilu Hein Chayavim B'Maiser B'Divreyem, in Tevel D'Rabbanan, O Maiser Rishon Shal Nitru Trumaso, O Trumatmea, O Maiser She'eni V'Hekde Shal Niftu, Oso L'Taltalan. Aval Admai, Ho V'Roi L'Aniyim, V'Chein Maiser She'eni V'Hekde Shepetan, Aval B'Shal Nasan Achomesh, Mutal Taltalan. No Iboi, Mafgir, Nechsei, course, right? You wouldn't expect it in Muktzah from the Rambam, notwithstanding the Gemara. Okay, what about Psachim? Okay, let's hear from Daniel. What else is from Zev, actually? Zev, did you see Psachim or not?
I'm not sure.
Did you see Psachim? Okay, so let's hear from Eric. Eric, I haven't seen... heard from Eric in a while.
Which halacha?
Psachim. I want to talk about Psachim for a minute. That's the Tosafot. I just want to read that inside, the one we were talking about before. But before that, I just wanted to get to Rashi. I think I mentioned it, but just very quickly. Psachim is, again, that's Matzah Shel Tev, Matzah Shel Demai, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the Gemara says Demai halo chazilei.
Yeah, Demai halo chazilei. Kivan ibayim matkel nechse havi ani ba ochel Demai.
Same Gemara.
Yeah.
So what does Rashi say? Just to get on the record, the Rashi and the Tosas. What does Rashi say?
Yeah, so Rashi says.
And Demai halo chazilei is the hava mina. You would think that Demai would also be excluded from matzah.
So Demai halo chazilei. I'm reading lekaman misha isuro mishum bal ta'achal chametz avado ata yotzei balashim matzah yasam misha yishlo iser acher inami havi la matzah mitzvah ba'bavira.
Okay, so these are two important Rashi's. So let me ask you: does that mean that the hava mina of the Gemara is that Demai is machalos asuros?
Not necessarily.
Excellent. Why not?
What
does this at least highlight? I mean, what issue? Very important issue.
I'm not sure.
Meaning whether these dinim depend on Macholas Asuros or on Isra Achilas Agavra.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, the Gemara says that the problem of Demai could be one of two things. Number one, this is the Gemara earlier about Matzah Shel Tevel, and that is that the only contest on in terms of Achilas Matzah should be Matzah and Chametz. Kol she'isur mishum bal tocho chametz, yatzazeh, you know, if there are other isurim like Tevel, it just clouds the issue. So the Gemara thinks that, Rashi thinks that maybe, I mean, Rashi's in a quandary. Rashi's saying, what would be the problem of Demai? Right? So let's say you're not allowed to eat Demai, but you shouldn't be Yotze the mitzvah of matzah? So the answer is either it comes under the rubric of, like what we said about Tevel, that there's Yisracher, or mitzvah babaver. So if you take the view that Demai is Tevel Drabanan, so then what you're just saying, right, it's Tevel Drabanan, then what you're saying is that this din of the contest between matzah and chametz not allowing any other distraction, that applies to an Isra Drabanan, Tevel Drabanan, as well as Tevel Daraisa. That's already Mechudash. Okay, but it's a reasonable extension. Or Inami, says Rashi, it's Mitzvah Ba'Avera. Do we apply Mitzvah Ba'Averas to Averas Drabanan? Not so obvious. There's a debate among the Rishonim whether the psul of Mitzvah Ba'Avera is only Drabanan. Actually, Tosas in a bunch of places, Tosas in Sukkah and Aftes, says that Mitzvah Ba'Avera is only a psul Drabanan. Most Rishonim don't think that's true. But does the din of mitzvah babaveira, the ikuv daraisa, will that apply to an Isser drabanan? Not so simple. So both answers of Rashi are a little mechudash. Both perspectives in Rashi are a little mechudash. Okay? Even if you hold that Dmai is Tavel Drabana, or Safek Tavel, and therefore Asar Midrabana. But if you go further and you say that we always knew that this is just an Isar Gavra, then you've raised the Chiddush level significantly higher. Then you're saying not only can there not be a contest between, you know, not only can you not have the distraction of another Chafetz Shaliser, you can't even have the distraction of an Isra Achilas Agavra. Inami, Mitzvah Bab Avera will apply even to an Avera, which is just an Isra Gavra. Some people think that it's limited to things like Gezel, right? Where there's a din in the Chafetza. So this is very mechudash, one way or another. I'm just saying, plugging in our sugya to other these others raises a whole bunch of, just like the Tosis did. Okay.
It could now, dafka be demai.
What's that?
It could also dafka be demai, because when you're eating matzah shel demai,
what's dafka demai?
Meaning the iser of the competition, like the competition problem.
Why?
May not apply to all iser achila sagavra.
Why not?
But demai in particular, just because of the way we're treating it.
What do you mean the way we're treating it?
Meaning we're treating it as this like very pronounced, you know, chovas hagavra, despite like maybe all the characteristics of the iser.
No, I'm saying that there are, in the Havamina of the Gemara, that line, that the Gemara says alo chazile, either you have to say that in Ochanami, the Gemara thinks that it's Chefsa Shaliser, and although it's Drabanan, I'm saying if you don't want to say that, even in that line in the Gemara, even in that Havamina, so then the point is that we're treating it as a Chofas Agavra. So we're saying that as long as you're Yonah the Heter Gavra to eat this, that's a distraction to Chomet. Why is this different than...
Which could be true about all other Isurim like it, but it also could just be a Din and Demai.
Why would it be? I mean, what would be the... Where's the indication of that?
That the Gemara is only saying it about Demai.
As opposed to what?
Svara?
As opposed to what?
Well, I don't know other types of like these special kinds.
If the Gemara was Tana V'Shiur, you know, like the Mishnah and Demai, then you'd have a point. But what is the Gemara leaving out? What is the Gemara not asking from? I'm just saying in general, it tells you something about, you know, each one of these categories. If it's not omitting anything obvious, then it's not a special dinner. There's no reason to think it's a special dinner in Demai. Right? Okay. Especially Mitzvah Bab Avera to be both of them are mechudash. Anyway, then when the Gemara comes up and says, "Iboy mafkir nichse," right? So that's when the Gemara is saying, no, it's only a chovas agavra. And therefore these dinim don't apply. Or the Gemara is then saying, you know, that no, it's Iboy mafkir nichse in a bigger way. Hard to know. But here's where you have the Tosis. Go ahead, who's reading the Tosis? Zeb, are you reading it? Oh, no, Eric's reading it. Yeah? Yeah. The one we mentioned before.
Yotam B'demai?
Yeah.
Mesuvah Agri. Mesuvah Agri, Ibai Lamemar Yotse Dafka Dievek, Namina Hoyle Mafka Lenixe, the Chazile, Nikomakom Adai and Lo Makilu, Inami Yotam.
Meaning he didn't do it, so what's the big deal? But again, if that were Shior, right? Then we don't really care. We don't need him to do it. It's not a chisaron that he didn't do it. Right? That's the point I was making before. And it doesn't sound in other places like it's a bidyavet. right? But maybe here it's a little bit different because, as I say, you're actually eating the tevel, or you're eating the demai. Inami, yotzen af lechatchila.
Yotzen af lechatchila, hoil v'shari laniyim, v'achilas ma'atanami, nikra achilas andiyus.
Andiyus. So again, it's not, notice, there's nothing in the cheftza that makes it lechem oni here more. Right? So it's a fast, it's a chiddush in lechem oni, but it's also, like I was saying, answering Josh Chappell's question before, I agree. I don't think you could, if it's machol sasuros, who cares? Right? So it sounds like, oh, it's a chavos agavra, but it still should be asur. You're allowed to eat matzah, or you should v'chatchila fulfill matzah in a way that involves an isur gavra? The answer is no, there's no isur gavra today because everybody's an ani. Everybody isn't really an ani, but the kiyum in an achilas anius. Okay. But either way, both of these points are limited to matzah. They don't apply elsewhere. Okay. What about here? We talked about the Rambam already, so we don't need to discuss that again. That the Rambam omits it completely. Okay. Let me just finish this off very quickly. What about Sukkah, Lamed Hamad Beis? So we discussed that about the Rambam. We discussed the language in the Gemara Hashanami. Eric, you're still with us?
Eric? Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. So I just want to read the Tosas there.
Yeah.
Second, let me just get it out. Okay. As you see, Tosas is very active, and they're really doing the job here. Right? Okay, go ahead.
See by Matthew next day?
Mm-hmm.
Lo havi tzar ela mishum diyesh bo heter achila la'ani kmo v'Yisrael, the nafik v'shal truma dechazi l'kohen. The chavasei b'perek ma'afnin, truma v'demai.
Yeah,
truma v'demai, parach v'gemara, demai halo chazi lai, mishani, kiva di'i bayi ma'afi l'nechse, havi matzi l'meimar hoya v'chazi la'ani, ki heichi v'shari hasam truma b'yad Yisrael, hoya v'chazi l'kohen.
Okay, so this is again, we don't need to spend time on it because we just did. This is Tosa Nerevin, this is Tosa and Shabbos, right? This is exactly, this is exactly what we're talking about. I mean, Tosas themselves, like the Rambam, just it's a different cutoff point, right? They're, again, making this connection to Truma, which is dubious, could be better than Truma, could be worse than Truma, depending on how you look at it. And certainly if it's Machalos Asuros, it's worse. Right? Because then the ani is a total exception that's not nothing to do with the rule. Truma is not macholos asuros. It's usher for you to eat. But it's not macholos asuros. Right? Mm-hmm. So anyways, so he's saying this is and Dafka, here's the one place where the Rambam thinks that it applies for his reason. Right? Okay, keep going.
Right?
So Tosus is absolutely consistent in this respect as well. Okay. What about the Rambam? I already mentioned. Here the Rambam is definitely focusing. So it's an interesting, just to highlight this one for one more minute before we stop for today, and then we'll pick up the rest of the stuff tomorrow. I just want to talk about on Thursday bracha and ben hashmashos and the gemaras about suffik and vadai, suffik and rov, and the gemara and the asvin daraisa. I mean, everything else in the mar makomos. I want to finish one way or another on Thursday, and if I can, I'd love to talk about chashid on Thursday. And then talk about Daf Ches on Sunday. What do we have, Sunday, Monday left before the break? Avram?
We have Thursday, Sunday, Monday, I believe. Okay. And the Bechina, yeah, okay. I think, is the following week. Following Monday.
Okay, so we'll try to figure that. And then we'll figure out how to get some of the other things in. Maybe in a less, demanding way. Just to point out, the Rabbeinu is an interesting Rabbeinu Manoach, and this will conclude for today, on the Rambam. in Chetz Beis. And Rabbeinu Manoach asks the following. Ikat shalach. Amayla omar shef shor sheyafkir oso esrog. But esrog potter ben amayser. Very interesting question. Instead of saying yiboy mafkir l'nichsei, why not say efshar sheyafkir esrog and esrog will be potter ben amayser? So he gives two answers. One that he compares hefker and hekdesh, which is dubious, but he thinks it's good. That the hefker has to be present prior to the chiyuv, or that it's not a proper hefker. He gives several answers. The point I want to make is, Eli Hyman, what do you think about that question?
I guess if the ibay le mafkir nechse is more fundamental, as we've been saying, and really it reflects something fundamental about the nature of demai, then it's not such a good question because it makes perfect sense why the Rambam would be saying ibay here.
Excellent. Meaning, I would say even more, that's the main point, and then I would just add another, you know, additional. On a technical level, this is not what Ellie was saying. I agree with him. But even on a technical there's this huge difference boys, these migus, and even if you're looking at it before, right? One is strategy in which this individual would be permitted to eat the or to relate to the object in question as it is, right, Ellie? As opposed to having a relationship with this object before all, but only because you've redefined what it is, you've revised its status. As in one case, you're talking about relating to demai within the worldview of demai. And in the other case, you're talking about relating, you know, to Trumas and Maestros, you know, because it doesn't have to be Trumas and Maestros. But so that's number one. Even if you were talking about it as a migu, you know, like a mechanism that allows you, you know, to kind of invoke this potential, right? It's on a purely befoal, I think with the justification for Rabbeinu Manoach is, he's saying, listen, here's where the Rambam, he doesn't say this, I'm saying it for, here's the only place where the Rambam says he boy mafkir, and it's because he thinks it's a din al machem. So it's totally a befoal. Do I have any way of making this object work for me? Yeah. But short of that, if I can make it work for me as retaining its identity, that's far stronger if you're talking about it, right, as a potential, than the fact that it buys history and make it something else. But what Ellie's saying is much more than that. The whole point is to befall necessarily. What we're really saying is, oh, the fact that it ani and an achsanya can eat it shows that it's chazi, shows that it's not makolas asuros. Okay, that you don't have in trumos, in iboy mafkir at all. Right? Trumos and maestros or whatever, just because they're omdim lehefker doesn't mean that they're not, doesn't in any way reflect on the status. Just means you could unstatus them. You can undo them. Right, Ellie? You agree? Okay. So that is, I think, a very interesting, I think Rabbeinu Manoach's question makes most sense for the Rambam here. Even then, I would be mechalek. But again, if you were looking at this the way the Balei Tosis did, you wouldn't even ask this question. Not the way they're looking at matzah and brachos, but the way they're looking at the Dalet Minim, like we just said. So later on in the same piece, when he talks about truma, interestingly, the Rabbeinu Manoach says, you know, what does it mean? What about truma? Right, Dalet Minim is okay with truma. Not al kosher b'diavad. Pierce Betruma Lomi Boy Kohen Denafik Ba, Shari Mamona Hulagamri, Ella Filu Yisrael Nami Nafik Ba, Halveroi Litna Leben Bito Kohen, Lachem Karina Bay. He says a Kohen can use the Truma because, you know, he could give it to his grandchild. You know, let's say his daughter married a Kohen. That's how Ravina Manoch wants to learn the Rama or the Din. Number one, does it really matter if you have a grandchild, right, who's a Kohen? I mean, this wouldn't apply if you didn't have a grandchild Kohen? Sounds that way. Then he goes on to say, V'lomatzino lefrushe taima hol v'roi le'kohen, afo b'she'ena roi lo, dimken gabi d'mai, amai estrachina le'mer she'afshar she'afgir, ne'mer shal d'mai kosher m'pnei she'roi l'aniyim. Elav sh'mamina dover ha'roi lo b'inon. He says, well, if you're going to say, oh, because it's just chazi le'kohen, without there being a personal element, he can't make himself into a Kohen. Best he could do is say, well, maybe I can give it to my grandchild, the Kohen. Of course, he's not relating to the fact that most people don't have grandchildren. Most Israelim don't have grandchildren Kohenim. Maybe 15% or 30% of the population do, but not more, presumably. Right? So, what's this raya? This is what is to say the simple pshat, which most people say, which is chazi l'kohen. So who cares? He says, oh, chazi l'kohen, then what is the Rambam needing by you? Elah sh'mamina davar roi lo b'inan. V'chitei makati amai, afagav d'leysa l'hai taima. Amneim amigudi boi mitshel lachem. Karina, maybe it can be, because he could be a shoel on the whole truma. Maybe we should say that. He says, we don't usually say that. That's like his question before of being Iboy Mafkir. Right? You can't use Truma because it might not be, because you could have you could make it not Truma. Or maybe it could befall. Meaning he's Lashitaso. But the Raya from Demai, you could be Mechalik between Demai and Truma. Right? That's what we've been saying all along. Tosas, in a bunch of places, compares Truma and Demai. Truma l'Kohen, Demai l'Ani. But as we pointed out, it's an extremely questionable comparison in both directions. Could be better, could be worse. Okay, so that is Rabbeinu. That's Rabbeinu Manoach. Okay, what remains to be done, sorry for the lateness, is I want to talk about Bracha in Ashmashos. Rovin Safek again, which is related to that, and Asvin Daraisa and the Archa Shulchan Asid. I want to finish up with this on Thursday, so we're going to start 11 on Thursday. Okay? Okay, and tomorrow we have our regular, Yom HaTzmut cheer. Okay. And I'm available for a couple of minutes for questions, and then I've got to run.